Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Independent Bank Corp, often referred to by its ticker, INDB. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, stick around as we dive into what makes this regional bank tick, unpack its recent performance, and break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that could shape its future. Let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and where they stand in the market. Independent Bank Corp is a solid player in the financial sector, specifically in the regional banking industry. Headquartered in the U.S., they've built a reputation for serving communities with a range of banking services. With thousands of full-time employees and a decent market cap, they're not a small fish, but they're also not a national giant. They operate in a competitive space, and their focus is on delivering value to local customers while navigating the broader trends in the banking world. So, how have they been doing lately, and what's the buzz around them? Looking at recent performance, Independent Bank Corp has had a mixed bag over various timeframes. Short term, the stock has shown some volatility, with weekly and monthly performance reflecting the ups and downs of the market. Over the longer term, like the past year and even 5 years, the trajectory gives us a bit more to chew on for a long-term perspective, though it's not setting the world on fire compared to some industry peers. On the news front, there's nothing earth-shattering, but whispers of strategic moves and acquisitions are floating around, which we'll dig into later. For now, let's zoom into their latest earnings call from Q2 2025, which dropped some juicy insights. They reported a GAAP net income of over $51 million, which is respectable, and they're laser-focused on improving profitability while integrating a recent acquisition called Enterprise. That's the kind of move that could either be a game-changer or a headache, depending on execution. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and get into the core of this analysis, breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Independent Bank Corp. I'll keep it conversational, throw in some insights, and make sure we're looking at this through the lens of a long-term investor who's also curious about shorter-term catalysts. Strengths: solid financial foundation. One thing that stands out is their net income from the latest earnings, over $51 million in Q2 2025. That's not just a number, it shows they're generating real profits in a tough industry. Plus, their gross profit margin and net profit margin from recent metrics are holding steady, which tells me they're managing costs well enough to keep money in the bank. Pun intended. Healthy cash flow. Diving into their cash flow statements, the operating cash flow and free cash flow numbers are encouraging. They've got liquidity to reinvest or weather any storms, which is huge for a regional bank where trust and stability are everything. This isn't just about surviving, it's about having the firepower to grow. Dividend consistency. For income-focused investors, their dividend yield is a nice perk. It's not the highest in the sector, but it's consistent based on the latest data, and that matters when you're building a portfolio for the long haul. They're paying out without overextending, which is a smart balance. Regional focus. Their niche as a community-focused bank gives them a loyal customer base. Unlike the big national players, they can tailor services to local needs, and that's a competitive edge that's hard to replicate if you're a faceless megabank. Weaknesses: valuation concerns. Let's talk numbers for a sec. Their price-to-earnings ratio, based on trailing 12 months, isn't exactly screaming undervalued. Compared to the industry average, it's on the higher side, which could mean the stock is priced for perfection. If they don't deliver on growth, there's downside risk here. Debt levels. Peeking at the balance sheet, their debt-to-equity ratio raises an eyebrow. It's not catastrophic, but it's higher than I'd like for a bank in a rising interest rate environment. Too much leverage can bite hard if economic conditions tighten, and that's something to watch. Performance lag. While they're not tanking, their stock performance over the past few months and even the last year isn't outpacing the broader sector or industry benchmarks. If you're looking for momentum, you might not find it here right now, and that could frustrate investors chasing quicker gains. Limited scale. As a regional player, they lack the scale of national banks. That means fewer resources to throw at tech innovation or to absorb shocks from broader economic downturns. It's a double-edged sword. Local focus is great, but size matters in this game. Opportunities. Acquisition synergies. Let's circle back to that enterprise acquisition mentioned in the Q2 2025 earnings call. Management is banking on this to drive future growth, and if they integrate it smoothly, it could expand their footprint and boost revenue streams. For long-term investors, this is the kind of strategic play that could pay off big down the road. Profitability push. The earnings call highlighted a clear goal: improving profitability metrics to return to premium valuation levels. If they pull this off, we could see a re-rating of the stock, especially if forward PE ratios, which are currently in a reasonable range with some upside based on estimates, start trending lower than the high end of projections. Sector tailwinds. The financial sector, especially regional banks, could benefit from any stabilization in interest rates or economic recovery in their operating regions. While I'm not pulling in external data, their revenue by geographic segment shows a concentrated focus, so any local economic uptick could be a direct win for them. Tech investment. While not heavily detailed in the data, banks like Independent Bank Corp have room to lean into digital banking trends. If they allocate some of that free cash flow to tech upgrades or customer-facing innovations, they could capture younger demographics and boost efficiency, something worth keeping an eye on. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Regional banks live and die by the health of their local economies. Any downturn in their key regions, where most of their revenue comes from, based on geographic segment data, could hit hard. Rising unemployment or a housing slump could translate to loan defaults, and that's a real risk. Competitive pressure. The banking space is cutthroat. Bigger players with deeper pockets and fintech disruptors are constantly eating into market share. Independent Bank Corp's size and regional focus could leave them vulnerable if they can't keep up with innovation or pricing wars. Interest rate risk. With a notable debt load, any unexpected hikes in interest rates could squeeze margins. Their current ratio and quick ratio suggest they've got short-term liquidity, but long-term debt servicing costs could creep up if the macro environment shifts. Regulatory headwinds. The financial sector is always under the regulatory microscope. While there's no specific news on this in the data, it's a constant threat for banks. Any new compliance costs or restrictions could weigh on profitability, especially for a mid-sized player like this. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Independent Bank Corp is a bit of a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, they've got a stable foundation with decent earnings, cash flow, and a dividend that adds some income appeal. That acquisition play with Enterprise could be a catalyst if executed well. On the flip side, their valuation feels a tad rich, debt levels are a concern, and they're not exactly leading the pack in performance. For me, the big question is whether they can capitalize on growth opportunities while managing economic and competitive risks. If you're a patient investor, this might be one to watch, especially if they deliver on profitability improvements or if sector tailwinds pick up. Thanks for tuning into this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus the full bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of Independent Bank Corp's long-term potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.